treacherous reefs along the way. When they arrive in the morning, they'll suppress their exhaustion and join the others to put out the fishing nets all afternoon. Isaac, 21, is coming for the first month only before leaving to continue his chemistry research with a professor in California. Noah is coming for a short visit, then it's back to California, his girlfriend, and the new job he just landed. It's the first summer he's not returned to work. I wonder if he'll ever come back. Tonight, though, I will curl up alone in my bed on my faraway island where no one lives but us, the island I have finally come to love. I will pray for them, for my daughter, my only daughter, out on a big sea in a very small boat. I will ask Jesus to keep them safe. I will ask for Duncan's safe arrival by bush plane. I feel guilty sometimes, always asking for this, as if safety is our right, but I keep asking anyway. In 3 weeks, I will be praying for my brother-in-law and nephew, who will take that same 32-foot boat 1,000 miles along the desolate waters of the Alaskan Peninsula to fish for red salmon in Bristol Bay. I will pray, too.